and running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good evening. Welcome. It is Friday. We can make it an open container Friday. We can. It's been a week. Welcome. The phone number, it's Eric Erickson, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And you're listening, coincidentally, you're listening to WSB. Rain in the area, I have the radar up, as Chris Chandler was saying. I've got right now a heavy band of showers crossing 400 between Sandy Springs and Roswell. It is headed west-northwest, more to the west than to the north. Heavy rain coming into Marietta in about 10 minutes. Dallas, Georgia, just getting through it. Powder Springs, you're about to get it. Smyrna, Vinings, Austell, you're going to get it. It will be descending onto I-20 from the Alabama line to Douglasville in the next 15 minutes or so. So get your lights on, and just a heads up out there, it's going to be some heavy rain descending over I-20 here in the next 15-20 minutes. And more coming up on the south side, Noonan, Palmetto, you're going to get rain. Peachtree City, Fayetteville, in about 20 minutes, you'll be getting some lighter stuff, heavier stuff north of I-20, and then down towards Macon. Okay, let's get the show on the road. Multiple sources have been telling me and other members of the media, Hillary Clinton is going to announce on Sunday. We need to step back in time. We need to step back. Oh gosh, and now suddenly I forget it. It was what it, he was, oh come on. Yes, 1880. That's it. 1880. James A. Garfield and Chester Arthur. James Garfield, President of the United States, from March 4th, 1881 to September 19th, 1881, in the campaign of 1880. James Garfield did something. He wasn't widely popular. It was very contentious campaign season. And Garfield did something. He sat on his front porch. He campaigned lightly. He let other people campaign for him. He did surrogates. He did surrogates. They called it a front porch campaign. And William McKinley, who came after him, William McKinley did a front porch campaign. Teddy Roosevelt initially did a front porch campaign. They were all the rage back in the day. Other people campaigned, surrogates campaigned, but they did front porch campaigns. They basically sat on their front porch and campaigned from the front porch. The press came to them. Hillary Clinton has decided she's going to do a front porch campaign. Now, Garfield did it because he wasn't well-liked and the party wasn't united behind him. Other presidents have done them because they were old. I mean, Hillary's got the best of both worlds. She's not liked and she's old. And so she can do a front porch campaign. She can. I mean, the polling, Rand Paul's now beating her in Iowa. Her campaign is freaked out about polling that shows this. They don't like the narrative shifting rapidly. I mean, the left-wing press has gone nuts today over Rand Paul. I got to tell you that story. It's relevant to Hillary. Hillary's going to do a front porch campaign. She's going to announce on Twitter via video at noon on Sunday that she's running for president. And then she's going to go on the campaign trail, except she's not going to go on the campaign trail. What she's going to do is do intimate events. Do we really want any Clinton doing intimate events? Hillary's going to go to people's living rooms. Bill's going to go to their bedroom. She'll go to the living room. She'll go to the dining room. Clinton's going to have something for supper. And she's going to have these small, intimate events with minimal press. She wants to minimize her contact with the press. She wants to minimize the negativity that can come from her being on the campaign trail. She doesn't want to answer the tough questions. And of course, the press is compliant. They are lapdogs. They are not going to ask her any tough questions. None. No tough questions to Hillary. And I don't know if she's ever really gotten over the head injury. I don't know. She's old. She's not well liked. Other than like the super partisan Democrats love her. She had that head injury. She hadn't been seen much in public. I would say her theme song for, I mean, with Bill on the campaign trail should be Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. But, I mean, I've seen her speaking fees. Somebody on Twitter today said that the reason Hillary Clinton isn't going to give a formal announcement is because the DNC can't afford her speaking fees. It's true. She hadn't given a speech without getting paid for one. It's crazy. Oh, my goodness. And I'm rambling, and Mark McKay is out there looking. Mark, I'm looking at this radar here. It looks like on the north side perimeter between 75 and 85, we're about to get slammed with a heavy band of showers.
Now, you couldn't be more exact as we're flying 285 westbound at Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. Right now, it's lighter than normal here on the north side perimeter, but right above us and right about you, above you if you're driving, there's a huge dark cloud getting ready to bust loose here. There is rain that is above here, just north of here, up the 400 corridor, up I-75, but 25 at the moment, lighter than normal between I-75 and I-85, a bit rough on the outer loop, leaving the Cobb Cloverleaf into Vinings, and the southeast leg of the perimeter has been pretty rugged, leading 675 on the outer loop to I-20. Mr. Erickson.
Thank you, sir. Now, you know, I don't normally do the weather forecast, but in days like this, it's important because you need to understand why. Basically, it's a red cell, red and orange colors on the radar, descending upon I-20 and the northern part of the perimeter. The way basically the storm looks like a comma. And it's got a long tail, and right now that tail is beginning to rest on I-20 at the Alabama line, and it is headed pretty quickly over to Temple, Villarica, and Douglasville. Marietta is just about to get into the heaviest part of the rain. Hiram is going to get even heavier rain, and it is swooping across towards the north side of the perimeter at 75 is where it's going to intersect. So you need to know it. You got to pay attention to it. Now, Hillary. She doesn't want to do a traditional campaign because she's old. I mean, I'll just start the whisper campaign right now. She wants to do the non-traditional campaign. I don't know what they're thinking. This is not a sign of strength. And she's not a strong candidate. Hillary Clinton has a lot of baggage. And she is very well known. This is not, now, for those of you Democrats yelling at me right now, you're just a partisan. I may be a partisan, but I'm also a political operative, or I have been in the past, and I know how to run campaigns, and I know how to read polls. Hillary Clinton has virtual 100% name ID, and she has defined positives and negatives. That's just the reality of the situation with her. So you can challenge her. Martin O'Malley is going to challenge her. Martin O'Malley is going to announce in May that he's running for president. And people are taking a look at him. People are eyeing him. Now, the Clintons are ruthless. They're going to play very dirty with him. But that will build into the narrative. See, the narrative with Hillary Clinton between the emails and Bill Clinton and everything else is that she thinks she's above the law. She thinks she's above the law. She thinks she can get away with it. She thinks the rules don't apply to her. And that's what they're going to try to do with Martin O'Malley is just beat the snot out of him. Dump everything on him, and that's just going to feed the narrative that Hillary thinks that she can punch people, and if anyone punches her, people are going to yell sexism at it. It's different. And you know the odd, interesting, hilarious reason why it's different now? Because she's white. Barack Obama was the first black president. She may be the first woman presidential nominee of a political party, but it's still different than being the first black person to run for president of the United States. Given this country's history, it is different. And we've already seen Geraldine Ferraro. So she can scream sexism, she can scream misogyny, all she wants. And it'll work with a contingent of the population. There will be members of the press who eat it up. But with a lot of people, they don't think they need to vote for anyone to prove they're not sexist. But there were a lot of people who felt like they needed to vote for the first black president of the United States to convince everyone they weren't racist. There's a difference there. Mark on Twitter makes a really good point. Really hard to call Republicans sexist when they love Sarah Palin. Oh, but she doesn't count because she's a conservative. I tell you, oh my goodness. All right, David and Cumming, you are up first tonight. If I can actually get the button pushed, sometimes I'm just not with it. There we go. David, how are you?
Eric, how's it going today?
I'm good. And now that I can, I had an assist from Jared in actually pushing the button.
There you go. Listen, man, you're going to have to help me out because I'm just kind of like demoralized today.
Why?
I mean, you know, Hillary's going to announce on Sunday. I mean, I kind of saw today where, you know, they're actually planning for her to raise an insane amount of money in the next week. I mean, she's actually going to – they're planning on her actually raising more than some of the Republicans actually raised the entire cycle.
That's what they're saying.
Reagan or Lincoln, right? I mean, she's going to outrage all those guys.
Listen, I will believe it when I see it. She is going to raise a lot of money. Cruz has already raised $31 million in a few days. Here's the thing, though. I mean, the person with the most money used to win. And it's true. The person with the most money used to win. But in 2004, the dynamic started changing with Howard Dean, who had the most money and lost. And the reason the dynamic started changing is because of social media and the internet. It is a lot cheaper for people to get out the message, and message saturation only gets you so far these days. Used to get you really far when you could buy up all the TV ads, but now nobody watches TV anymore. You got to find new ways to reach out to the people. And there's the other problem is everybody already knows Hillary Clinton. They don't know Marco Rubio. They don't know Ted Cruz. They don't know Rand Paul. They all know Hillary Clinton.
One quick one, though. I'm waiting on it, Eric. I'm waiting on the butt alert. Come on now.
The butt alert?
The butt alert, right?
Oh, there's no warning out there right now. I've been chastised. I'm no longer allowed to call it what I used to call it. I've been chastised that people were offended by that. So I don't know that I'm going to call it. I mean, it does sound like a chipmunk getting run over in a lawnmower, though. You're going to get me in trouble, David. It's so going to be your fault tonight. I got to let you go. But yeah, the media is going to hype the Hillary money. Let me tell you what they did to Rand Paul when we come back. This is not a pro Rand Paul thing. This is what we got to look forward to for the next 18 months. The hit job from the media today that even some members of the press had to cry foul about. Welcome back. Eric Erickson here. Phone number 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. It's a Friday. We let you call in about topics I'm not talking about. If you want, you just got to make sense and get past the call screener. I'm continuing to look at the radar myself, as Chris Chandler was saying. This line is about settled on I-20 now from the Alabama line to Douglasville. When you get outside the perimeter on 85, you've got rain from the Gwinnett County line all the way up to Braselton. And then up 575 all the way up to Flowery Branch. So heavy, heavy band of showers. The heaviest that I can see on the radar right now is about 3 miles to the west of Powder Springs and right over where 75 and 285 connect on the north side. There is another band of showers you need to know that is working its way up I-85 from Noonan. Noonan is just starting to feel the effects of the rain. It's going to be heavy rain, but it's not going to be strong, just heavy concentrated rain. No thunder and lightning. Yes, I am afraid that we have entered that time of the year where sometimes I got to give you all this stuff. And now I'm just looking at the radar popping up. By the way, I'm sorry. I don't intend to always be weather forecaster, but to give you real time, a cell has developed. As I'm sitting here talking to you, I can see it on the radar. It is south-southeast of Powder Springs. Let me draw out the perimeter map here. It is about a mile and a half south of the city center of Powder Springs. It is about 1.5 miles north of Austell right now, and it is hail. I can see it in the radar. It is clearly visible on the radar as hail. Very strong right now. Between Powder Springs and Austell is the heaviest rain right now. Okay, let me get into what Rand Paul did. Rand Paul gave an interview to a liberal reporter at a liberal publication, The Guardian. The Guardian is a newspaper. Now, unlike newspapers in Britain, or newspapers here, newspapers in Britain have pronounced partisanship. We know they're partisan leftist acts here, but in Britain, they don't try to hide it. They don't pretend to be objective. But The Guardian is the newspaper that championed Edward Snowden, the traitor. Why is he still alive, by the way? Anyway, they championed him. And Rand Paul gave them an interview. And in the process of the interview, we had an interview with CNN after it. And the reporter asked Rand Paul a question. And Rand Paul said, okay, one more question. The reporter said, okay, and asked the question. Rand Paul answered it and then began to take all of his microphone and stuff off, and the lights went out. And the reporter tried to get one more question, and Rand Paul said, I'm sorry, I've got another interview to go to. So the headline from The Guardian was that Rand Paul storms out of interview, turns lights off, and storms out of interview. Spencer Ackerman, he used to work at Wired, he's a left-wing hack, he tweeted about it. The editorial page editor of The Guardian tweeted that Rand Paul has a thing about interviews with reporters. Hostile. Josh Marshall of Talking Points Memo, that the majority of the newspapers in America read for their left-wing talking points. TPM stands for Talking Points Memo. Did a story on how awful this was of Rand Paul. Here's the thing. Rand had agreed to answer one more question. And then he got up. The lights went off, not because Rand Paul turned them out, but because CNN turned them out. CNN admitted, in chastising The Guardian spin, by the way, CNN admitted it had the next interview. It was time for the interview to start. It was going to be on camera with Dana Bash. The Guardian was trying to drag out the interview, so CNN needed their light set up, so they had to turn out The Guardian's lights. That's what happened. And the left-wing press did this. They did it intentionally. I'll delve into it, but first I got to get with Mark McKay. Mark, you should know, looking at the radar right now, really strong cell of hail headed into Austell and Mableton and basically I-20 from the perimeter out to Alabama now, covered in rain.
That's why the Cool Ray Carrier Skycopter, my friend, is back on the pad and going into the hangar. Helicopters and thunderstorms do not mix. Yep, the perimeter highway had been operating lighter than normal all afternoon, this afternoon, Eric, but with that rain moving into the northwest in Smyrna, bumper-to-bumper conditions on the inner loop, leaving South Atlanta Road, trying to work your way up to a very slow and wet I-75 ride. The outer loop is slowing in the area of the Cobb Cloverleaf as well. Stall causing concerns on the southeast leg of the perimeter. That's actually turned into a crash now. Traffic number 83 first to spot it. We have it on the WSB Jam Cam. 285 eastbound, the outer loop before Boulder Crest Road in the right lane. Eric.
Oh, fun times. And now there's another heavy cell developing south of Sandy Springs on top of 285, just to the east of 75, between 75 and 400. So make sure your headlights are on, people. Bad rain out there. Now, Rand Paul pushed back on what the media was trying to do. But it was already out there. There were already reporters writing stories about Rand Paul again. 18 months of this. We have 18 months of the media making stories. This was a fabricated story by design. And now the pattern here, and this is really more than anything else, what you've got to pay attention to. And I mean this very sincerely, that you need to pay attention to this. Members of the mainstream media are our enemy. In politics, not in life. Well, in life to some degree, yeah, but in politics for sure, they're the enemy. They're the Democrats. There's no difference between the DNC and the mainstream media, the Associated Press, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of them. The New York Times, the Washington Post, they're the enemy. And what we're seeing is they're trying to build a narrative here. That's why the reporter did what he did. I guarantee doggone you, it was set up for him to do this. Rand Paul the other day shushed Savannah Guthrie in an interview. A few weeks ago, he did it with a different reporter. The other day, he turned the tables on a reporter who wanted to know his position on abortion exceptions, and I played the audio. He said, I'll tell you that when you ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz if she thinks a 7-pound baby 7 months in should be aborted. So they're already ginning up the story that Rand Paul is combative with the press. He's hostile to the press. He's not polite to the press. First of all, who cares? I mean, more people dislike the press than dislike Rand Paul. They'll probably appreciate it. But that was why this stunt was done from The Guardian, because they need to set the story up. They need to build the narrative that Rand Paul refuses to answer questions. Now, it's very funny because these are reporters who would never ask a substantive question to Hillary Clinton. They would never do that to Hillary. They have no desire to do that to Hillary Clinton. But they will to Rand Paul. And so basically what's happening is, you know, Hillary Clinton isn't going to answer anyone's questions. In fact, she's largely saying the way she's going to campaign in living rooms, in dining rooms, on front porches. So the media is not even going to get an opportunity to ask Hillary Clinton questions. So the left-wing members of the press are already setting this up. Oh, you say Hillary, she won't answer questions. Rand Paul, he's not answering questions either. Rand Paul's not going to answer my question. So we're not going to ask Hillary Clinton the tough questions because Rand Paul won't answer our questions. That's exactly what's happening. They want to build a story. They're going to do it to Marco Rubio. By the way, Rubio is out this afternoon with a preview video. It is a preview video of his run for office. Let me see if I can track this back down. I had it open a minute ago, and I guess I closed it. Here it is. Just so you can get a flavor of the themes that he's going to
run. I've been raised in a community of exiles, of people who lost their country, of people who know what it's like to live somewhere else.
For me, America isn't just a country. It's the place that literally changed the history of my family. It's a nation of equal opportunity. It's the most powerful force for good that the world has ever known. This is the America that welcomed my parents.
And so now I know that every chance I have ever had and everything that I will ever accomplish, I owe to God, to my parents' sacrifices, and to the United States of America.
American inheritance. That's the yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. I think they've got like a single CD where they pull off these tracks of cheesy music. I mean, at least it's not bounce, chick, bounce, bounce, but it's the cheesy elevator music CD. Let's get the cheesy elevator music CD on, and we're gonna put it underneath all of the tracks of all of the, you know, it's out there. It's not a bad thing, though. Rubio is going to basically make the case on Monday that he is a child of the American dream. So this is the kind of funny setup we have here. Hillary Clinton is going to make her push on Sunday via social media, a video. She's not going to take questions. She's not going to be on stage to great fanfare. And then on Monday, Marco Rubio is going to steal her thunder now. The way he's going to campaign, he's going to steal her thunder. She's not a strong candidate, folks. I'm sorry. Keeping government. No, wait. No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all. She sucks and she's going to be the nominee, and that's good for us. I'm not sorry at all. If you're on the perimeter on the west side above I-20 and south of 75, you got some really heavy rain about to lay into you. Short segment. We'll be back with undocumented students. How do you find them? How can they get scholarships? I'll let you know.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good evening. Welcome. Eric Erickson here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. If you are at Turner Field or headed there, there is hail. And it's a pretty significant blob of hail in the storm. That's a technical scientific term, by the way. Right here at WSB, really, really downpour, and we are about a half mile away from where the really heavy hail is. Basically, where 75, 85, and 400 are, you got hail. Going up 400 to Lenox, you get hail. Going up 75, basically from Moores Mill to West Paces Ferry, that area, you've got hail, the West Paces Ferry area, pretty heavy hail right there coming through. I can see it on the radar right now. Moving through the area, north Druid Hills, it's shifting already on the radar. Druid Hills, you are about half a mile from now hail. The hail has shifted now over 85. In the perimeter. So it's a pretty strong band. If you are down at Turner Field, south of I-20, you're going to get rain. You're going to be able to avoid the hail, though. It is moving east, slightly south, mostly east on the radar right now. So there you have it. Up to date, very, very heavy storm. Don't intend to be the weather forecaster all the time, but I've got my radar up and give it for you. And on I-20, from the perimeter to the Alabama line, very heavy rain the whole way through. You need to keep your lights on. You absolutely need to keep your lights on. Now, let's get back into some of the news of the day. The Rand Paul stuff we've got, the Hillary stuff we've got. We've got to get to Emory. The Emroids, they're doing something that you should know about. The Emroids are going to make undocumented students eligible for financial aid. What the hell is an undocumented student? I mean, what is an undocumented student? How can you give student aid to someone you can't document? You can't find them. No. This is really the word games we're going to use. The word games we're going to use. Look, I don't care that Emory wants to give students who are illegal aliens financial aid. I do care that they're engaging in linguistic word games, undocumented student. So do they not file papers when they get there? We don't know who they are. It's just bleeding ridiculous. Okay. We got to go to Mark McKay, who is out there checking traffic. If you're on the connector, Mark, ugh.
That's exactly right. I think it's a good way of putting it, because the heavy rain that we had been anticipating that came in from Cobb County has now sunk further south and east. It is now covering the downtown area. You mentioned the headlights. Of course, once it rains, put the headlights on, but take the blinkers off. We do not need those emergency blinkers in this heavy rain, but it is definitely slowing the connector north and south down, which had been lighter than normal for all the folks feeding into Turner Field tonight for the Braves home opener. We flew over that when we could in the conditions that we had earlier, Eric. I think all those tailgaters had to run for cover pretty quickly. It's pouring down there now.
Yeah, it is. Gosh, it is just ooh. And I mean, the rain. I'm zooming in just so you guys know. Decatur, you're about to get this hail. The hail is still in there. I can see it in the radar image. Scottsdale, Decatur, Clarkston, Pine Lake even, you're going to get it. Just very, very heavy. This is the first day this year we've had to do it. So, all right, I'm going to get to phone calls now. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. The phone line is pretty wide open. We'll be lenient on you tonight. Ralph in Cartersville, you are up next on the program. How are you?
Eric, how you doing?
Good. Sorry you're having to sit through all the weather forecasting tonight.
Oh, that's okay. You know, that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is weather. I noticed you really like to talk about the weather, and I think I know why.
Why?
I think it's because you're jealous. Kurt's got the Mellish meter. I think you're going for the Erickson Index or something like that, because you really do enjoy it.
That's not a bad idea. I need my own, and in all honesty, it is largely because when we do news, weather, traffic, when it is this bad out at night, I feel kind of obliged to the people who are stuck on the connector right now getting pounded by hail.
My drive every day is so long. I certainly appreciate what you and the team there, the traffic team and the weather team, does. It helps me significantly. Listen, I'll give you one thing on Rand Paul. Your narrative was half correct. It's not that he's mean to the press. He's mean to the women of the
press.
So here comes the war on women. He is the grand poobah of the war on women. He's the president of the Female Women Haters Club. That might be too old of a of a thing for you. That's a little radical, but
you know, you got a point there. And what's so amazing about this, honestly, is that the war on women nonsense really hasn't worked. In fact, it didn't even work with Mitt Romney, despite what some of the press would say. Mitt Romney won white women. The war on women, but it's all they know.
Women's names in it.
Yeah, so really what happened here, and this is, I just thought of this. What happened, Ralph, is that after the 2004 election with Howard Dean, the Democrats went through a purging process. And they purged a lot of the old consultants, and they did so largely because they were convinced John Kerry would win, and he didn't. And so the grassroots movement within the Democratic Party was able to purge a lot of the old school consultants. Well, the new consultants are basically a professional victims class, and all they know are these professional victimization games, and so they can't give up the war on women. It is in their nature.
I agree with you. And the crazy thing is I think sometimes you're crazy, but the worst thing is I agree with you most of the time. So I guess I'm in the same bag as you.
Well, you know, we can get a self-help therapy group together, but it'll have to involve a brewery. All right, Ralph, I got to let you go there. Let's go to Bob in McDonough. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hope you are.
I am.
I was telling your guy that I wanted to share. We need to change the argument. We're always on the defensive, and I think it's time we became offensive. I don't care who we offend. I want to give you three new words that you have my permission to use, and it's original to me as far as I know. Conservophobic and conservophobia. A phobia is an unrealistic fear. Have you seen the homo you're phobic about or the Islamist you're phobic about? There are real fears from the Islamists. I know some good homos that I'm friends with, so I'm not phobic about them. But we conservatives now are victims of conservophobia.
You know, Bob, let me stop you there because I got to go out to the commercial break. But, yeah, you know, it's Christophobia and conservophobia. Liberals are scared to death of Christians and conservatives. But there's something else going on there, and I want to get to this point when we come back. They think they have won so well that they don't even have to address criticisms anymore. Can I just say, briefly, I don't have a lot of time, and I'm sorry, I don't have enough time in this segment to take a phone call. Yeah. So, Apple released on iTunes the digitally remastered in high-def Star Wars. The prequels and the originals. Now, I had worked very, very hard to never let my children know that there was such a thing as episodes 1, 2, and 3. I bought the DVD remastered as they appeared in the theater, episodes 4, 5, and 6. So there was no editing at all. In fact, episode 4 doesn't even say episode 4 because it's how it appeared in the theater the first time. And I worked very hard, but over time they found out about Jar Jar Binks and all the stupid characters that Lucas ruined it with. So he wanted to watch the Attack of the Clones today on the big screen, high def TV. No, I thought Phantom Menace was worse. I don't know. The acting, though, maybe I repressed. The acting is atrocious. The special effects are terrible. The CGI, you can tell it's fake. I mean, the whole thing. Oh, my goodness. Disney, please, you little rat. Redo the prequels. Just make them happen. All right, I feel better. I'm going to spend the rest of the hour with your phone calls. 404-872-0750. Welcome. How are you? Eric Erickson. I'm back. Okay, here's the deal. You need to know this. It's very important. I am going to be broadcasting live. We haven't done any live events yet this year. This is the first one. Yes. We're going to pick back up the live broadcasts. And our first one is going to be Tuesday night. That's the 14th, Tuesday night. And it is going to be at Cross Creek Cafe. Cross Creek Cafe. It's going to be the Buckhead Republican Women's Group. Oh, yeah. 1221 Cross Creek Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, for the Buckhead Republican Women's Group, broadcasting live there Tuesday. Not going to want to miss it. I'll linger and take questions. You've had Kurt Mellish. I don't need to really get much more into the thunderstorm other than to tell you that a heavy storm has sprung up now as 675 and 75 meet just north of Stockbridge. Bad weather out there tonight. And I got a bunch of other stuff I want to try to get through here. And with the weather breaking in as well, we've had to push off the Bort segment so we can do some more traffic and weather. But I also want to take phone calls. And Jerry in Mableton has been waiting very patiently. So, Jerry, you're next. How are you?
I'm doing well, Eric. I hope you're doing well.
I am.
I've got three things. First, your dance card is beginning to fill up for Red State, and I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Second, Hillary Clinton is not entitled to anything as far as the Democrat nomination for president is concerned. Stop me. Will somebody call this woman and tell her that she's not qualified? Stop me when I get to something that disqualifies her, okay? Being fired from the Watergate Committee for ethical issues, Rose Law Firm, Whitewater, Benghazi, an unauthorized email server. I mean, have I gotten to anything yet?
Yeah, you know, and Jerry, people forget it wasn't Ken Starr. It was the special prosecutor that all the Democrats loved who found that Hillary Clinton had violated ethics rules in the White House.
Yeah, seriously. But at least one of those surely disqualifies the woman from being president. And third, I have a recommendation for you. New Holland Dragon's Milk beer, Dragon's Milk Bourbon Barrel Stout.
Ooh,
that combines two things that you really love.
Yes,
one a stout, and two, they age it in bourbon barrels, so it has that little
Ooh.
Sweet tinge to it that makes it really palatable. But be careful because it's about 11%.
You're a bad influence on me, Jerry. You are a bad influence on me. All right, man. Look, have a great weekend. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Take care. Folks, before I get to another phone call, you need to know we don't have an expanded severe weather storm, severe thunderstorm warning, but I'm watching the radar, and a new really strong cell that looks like it has hail in it has just popped up between Snellville and Grayson. So be careful out there popping up. It is moving largely due west now, spreading out across I-20, headed towards Lithonia, Lakeview. The storm is, the rain is, it's just nasty out there. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK is the number. Let's go out to Mark McKay, who's checking traffic.
As wet and rough as it is on the roadways this afternoon, Eric, WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellish tells us to clean out and have a beautiful weekend. We've got so many festivals around town, including the Dogwood Festival in Midtown Atlanta. Kurt's going to be at the Ackworth Art Festival. I'll be at the Peach Blossom Bluegrass Festival out in Clarkston, Georgia. So let this rain get out of here, and we will enjoy a beautiful weekend. Going to be tough to get there, though, as the connector southbound and northbound is all jammed up now as the heavy showers have moved through. That is complicating your ride to Turner Field. First pitch for the Braves home opener now in less than an hour, Eric.
Yeah, speaking of the Dogwood Festival, Mark, they have closed it tonight because of weather. It's the 79th annual Dogwood Festival. You can get out there tomorrow. It'll go through Sunday evening, but it is closed. Also tomorrow, the Hogs and Hops Beer Festival is going to be 1-5 at the Masquerade. Where is the Masquerade Music Park? I've never been there. Oh, right off north. Okay, yeah, I know where you're talking about. Yes, from 1-5 tomorrow, the Hogs and Hops Beer Festival. So there you go. And you got the Hawks opener tonight against the Hornets at 7:30. So, and the Braves opener tonight at 7 against the Connectors. Just it's tore up ugly tonight. It just don't you like that expression? It's a good Southern expression. Tore up ugly. All right, Phil in Dallas, you're up next. Welcome.
Hey, Eric. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I wanted you to explain for all of us who are not really attuned to all the intricate details about politics, why is it that politicians will spend a year, sometimes a year and a half, in a small place like Iowa, when only has a caucus, and yet they punished last time, they punished the Republicans for trying to move up to Florida
right.
primary, which is a huge state,
And even some people, if they don't do well in Iowa, then they close their campaign when you only have, what, 500,000 voters or less in Iowa? It really doesn't make sense if you're trying to choose the best person that the people want, why a very small state has such powerful influence.
Well, it's a scam, Phil. It totally is a scam, particularly with Iowa. You know, the funny thing about Iowa is that Iowa elects every one of its nominees for every office by primary, except for president. It does a caucus. It's a shakedown scam by Iowa, but it's historic. They've done Iowa for decades now, Iowa, New Hampshire. They've been written into the party rules as a result because of tradition. For the longest time, the thinking was that the Iowa caucus would let them build a ground game and experiment, because of the way caucuses work, you have to get people to room, you got to make a pitch, you got to get them to vote for you that way. Unlike a primary, we just go in and check a box at a ballot. And then New Hampshire would be a good pivot. I suspect this may be the last time we see Iowa going first. It should be the last time we see Iowa going first. It is increasingly less representative of anything. The severe thunderstorm watch has expired now, but it is still very, very, or warning has expired, still very heavy rain out there headed towards Walnut Grove, Loganville, through Grayson right now, Lawrenceville on the northern edge of it, and there's a strong band just going through Belvedere Park headed over to Redan. Just keep in mind that we got some strong rain out there. Okay. Austin and Athens, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Eric. I just kind of want to switch gears here a little bit for a second. I'm a college student in Athens, and I hear all the Democratic rhetoric, you know, back and forth. You know, there's not too many that have the same views as I do. But I just want to kind of get into the deal with Iran a little bit. I see lots of things that, you know, what Iran's getting out of this deal, but I just want, you know, you to kind of explain, like, maybe what are we getting out of that?
For the life of me, honestly, Austin, I don't know what we're getting out of the deal.
That's how deals work, right?
It should be. We're in fact, you know, there's a story out today that the Ayatollah Khamenei is saying that if the sanctions don't go away altogether, that he's not going to go along with the deal. We thought we had an agreement with them, but he's not going to go along with the deal. It looks like that's what he's saying, rattling sabers. He wants the sanctions gone unconditionally, immediately. And oh, by the way, turns out when the president said they could be, that international sanctions could be put back on immediately, the United Nations is saying, no, they can't. All righty, Christina, you get to be the last call tonight. How are you?
I am great, and I am very excited to be able to actually get the last call because I've been waiting forever.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to clarify the undocumented versus illegal, and this is one thing that I actually know something about, and I'm glad I got the call. The undocumented actually means that they are immigrants that have filed for their residency. They have filed and they have done everything that they can possibly do to get their documents, but they're just waiting on the government. So guess what? The government's not doing what they need to do to make these undocumented immigrants legal people.
Well, okay, so undocumented students. All right, because, you know, they changed the moniker from illegal alien to undocumented immigrant, and so I assumed that the undocumented student was fitting in the same boat. Okay, that makes more sense.
What they deserve,
but
like, they have
still
done everything that they need to do, and they're just waiting on that.
It's such a silly phrase, though. We're going to give student loans to undocumented people, so we don't know who they are, but it sounds so silly. Thanks very much for clarifying that on undocumented students. Oh my goodness. Okay. Real quick, heavy band of storm. I was about to hit Walnut Grove. Just a mess out there. You guys stay safe, but a beautiful weekend. Have a great one.